DW.
Most people in Mumbai go to the beach on the weekends to relax. Some run, some come to watch the sunset with their families, couples stroll and take in the sea breeze, but not Afroz Shah. He's on the beach to pick up the trash.
My name is Afroz Shah. I'm a lawyer by profession. I practice as a counsel at Bombay High Court, child of the environment or the nature. That's how I would like to describe myself.
Shah isn't dabbling at being a beachcomber. This is serious business. When he moved to the neighborhood, he could see over 5 feet of rubbish piled up along the beach. The situation was drastic, and it needed what he calls drastic action, which to him translated to rolling up his sleeves for 2 hours every Saturday and every Sunday and picking up trash along 3 kilometers of Versova Beach. Over the last 2 years, he and a rotating team of volunteers have hauled off over 7 million kilograms of trash, and that is no joke.
All volunteers, please start picking up the trash. Kachra utake tab mein dalke ek jagah pe collect kijiye.
My beach not only has plastic, it has organic filth. Untreated sewage is being thrown into the sea. So now my plastic at my beach is full of sand, full of muck, full of organic filth. You have plastic straws in them in abundance, single-use plastic. You know, this tobacco-flavored tobacco which people eat, like a detergent powder, small pouches which are made for a rupee. When you litter on a street, you have stormwater drains, coastal cities. Now, the moment you litter, it goes into those stormwater drains. And when the rains happen, or there's an unusual high tide, it sucks everything out and it lands into the ocean. So these littering habit of ours have devastated the marine species and their habitat. They're reeling under it one. And we have lost our oceans and our beaches to them.
People do want to pitch in to change things. So Shah fixes the cleanup times based on the tides and posts them on social media. The cleanup attracts a real mix of people. Some live close by, residents from fancy beach-facing apartments, others in the slums and the fishing villages of the beach. And then there are students from colleges and schools where Shah has spoken, along with expats, religious groups. Everyone is here. But it started with just him and his 84-year-old neighbor in October 2015.
The first day, I remember, I didn't know actually what kind of gloves to wear to clean it to start with. And then there was one 84-year-old man, Mr. Mathur, who lived in this building. He would come to me to consult about some legal issues this apartment block faced. Before starting on that Sunday, I told him that I'm going to go and clean the beach. Would you like to join? My first invite was to an 84-year-old man.
So your mom was here with you, is that right?
Yeah, the day I went, she was here. And she very amusingly asked me, are you going to clean the beach and the ocean? And now, after almost 2 years, I feel very proud of me being a son and who's working hard for the ocean.
That first day, the two men put on surgical gloves and filled 5 bags of trash. These days, there are at least 150 volunteers for each cleanup, and they fill 2 tractors. At the beach, a few are using rakes to unearth bits of plastic or cloth from the sand. Most people, though, are crouching and pulling out rubbish with their hands. Everyone is wearing gloves. Most people are wearing hats as well. This is the first step. Volunteers fill the trash in colorful tubs which get emptied into large piles in one area of the beach. These are then picked up by the city workers in tractors and taken to a waste segregation center. What can be recycled is pulled out. The rest, unfortunately, goes to a landfill.
Now, ideally, if you ask me, I don't want to do all this. I want a waste-to-energy plant, a small one which will convert this plastic into... Listening to this, a lot of environmentalists will get horrified what Afroz is saying, because a lot of people don't agree that waste-to-energy plants are great. But for me, I want to have sustainable balance between environment and the conflict between man and environment, with no compromise on environment.
Shah envisions an India where garbage is segregated at source and there's no place for single-use plastics for any kind of packaging. Most people support his endeavor, but a few criticize him too. Some say it's beneath him to do this kind of manual work. Others say he should leave it to the government. It's their job. One person even asked him if he had the government's permission to clean. He says there's no point in passing the buck.
And I tell them I have not yet come to complain. I see a problem, I have taken it on. You come and help me, please. Right. Join us. We'll all do together.
Beach cleaning is addictive, Shah says. That's what keeps people coming back.
There is not only a physical adrenaline rush, but there's a sense of well-being in the head of doing something for yourself and the planet.
But I think it's also Shah himself. Even after the cleanup, people gravitate towards him. When I get to his apartment, there are 12 pairs of shoes outside the door. Someone is making tea for the people talking on the couch. Someone is washing their feet in his bathroom. India's multiple faiths, languages, and social strata are represented right here. He says he doesn't have a social life anymore outside of this community. How long will he go on? His answer, for as long as it takes.
I hold the environment in trust for future generation. I'm very clear about it. And when I hold it in trust, I should not cheat on that trust. So we, all of us, every individual, has to hold it in trust.
For DW, I'm Chavi Sachdev, Mumbai.
DW.